Welcome to the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. Here's your host, Dr. D. Richard Ferguson.
Okay, we've been studying James 1, and we came to this part about not forgetting Scripture. So the last couple episodes were about Scripture memorization. I gave arguments for why it's so important. I told you today we would just talk a little bit about how to do it. And I'm not going to give a whole full-blown clinic on this, but I'm just going to give you a couple of pointers. First, the most difficult part about memorization is the very beginning. When you just go, you sit down, you look at a passage, and you read it, and then you try to commit it to memory. That's where you can read it 100 times. If you're like me, I could read it 100 times and look away, and I don't even know what the first word is. So here's what I do. I take the first letter of each word and write it on a paper. Just the first letter of each word. If it's four letters or more, a longer word, I've capitalized the letter. If it's a short word, I leave it in lowercase. So all I have is the first letter of each word in the verse on the paper. And I read the verse a couple of times. Then I look at those letters, and it's amazing. I can usually quote the verse just by looking at the letters. If I can't, I'll look back and forth a couple times until I can do it. And that's very easy. It only takes a couple of minutes. It's not hard. And you'll be amazed how quickly you can get it down to where you can say the verse just by looking at those letters. Once you do that a few times, and pretty soon you can just look away, not even use the letters, and you'll have the verse. It's amazing how quickly that happens. Now, here's the key. When you do that, it's in your short-term memory, very short. If you do that, and you can say it word for word, and then you set it down and walk away, half an hour later, if you're like me, you won't be able to say it at all. You won't remember it at all. It's real important to do it numerous times, go through it numerous times that day, that first day. You need to review a bunch of times all through the day. Once you do that, then after that, you can just review it once a day, and you'll be fine. After I do that with the pencil and paper, the first letter, all that, then I go to this, I put the verse in my account of BibleMemory.com. They have paid accounts, but I don't use the paid. I just use the free account, and I get signed up for that. I log into BibleMemory.com. I punch in that verse or that few. Usually, it's a set of verses that I do together. And then, when you're learning the verse, you type it in. And I have the settings set, so all I have to type is the first letter of each word. I don't want to have to type it all out; it takes too long. So, just the first letter of each word, and I hit that first letter, and it puts the whole word there for me. And when you're first learning it, you can make it so it gives you every other word. It shows you every other word, and you just have to remember the middle word. And then you can do it the other, alternate, so it shows the other words, the ones that were hidden, it shows you, and then it hides the first one. So you do that a couple times. That's another way you can learn it instead of doing that first letter thing on the paper that I told you about, that every other word thing. Just do that a couple times until you have the verse, and then you can click on memorize it, and then it'll just be a blank screen, and you type the first letter of each word, and if you get it wrong, it'll come up red. It'll show you the word, but it'll come up red, and you have to score like 90% or better on that verse before it'll give you credit for getting it right. Anyway, do that and set it so that you're reviewing it once a day. Now, you can review it however often you want. You just set the setting how often you want it to review. If you don't lock in the setting, though, and you just let the BibleMemory.com do it, then what it'll do is it'll bring it up once a day for 2 or 3 days, and then it'll make it like once every few days and then once a week, and it spaces it out too far, too fast for me, and it's not enough review for me. So what I do is I lock it in on every day, and I keep doing it every day until I really have it down. I'll do it every day for several weeks before I switch it to once a week. And so then every morning I get up, first thing I do is I do my review. I only add a new passage once a month. So once a month I add a new one, but the whole rest of the month all I'm doing is reviewing. And the reviewing, since I'm just typing the first letter each time, it just takes no time at all. It's just amazing what you can do in a very short amount of time each day. So I would urge you to do that. Get on to BibleMemory.com. If you have any trouble with it or if you have any questions about this or anything like that, then feel free to contact me. Or you can go on the questions and answers page on Facebook and ask about it, and we can talk it over. But I guarantee you do this, you will not regret it. So find some wonderful passage in Scripture that you would love to have in your heart and dial up BibleMemory.com and get started today. All right. Before I let you go today, there's one more principle James has for us for becoming doers of the word. Let's round out our study of this section with this.
You want to be a doer of God's word, start out by being motivated by the promise of blessing. He'll be blessed in his doing. Then realize the nature of the word, what it really is. It's the perfect law of freedom. Then look intently into it. Then once you've done that, keep looking until you can remember. Those are the first four principles. And then principle number five, if you want to become a doer of God's word, do it. Start doing it. Do what you can. The man who looks intently into the perfect law of freedom and continues to do this, not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of work, he will be blessed in his doing. Start working. The last principle in this verse on how to become a doer is to, if you want to be able to remember God's word enough to put it into practice, start, do what you can, and that will aid your memory so that you can do more. It's another one of those upward cycles, those upward spirals. You're able to do a little bit, and that little bit puts it in your memory so you can do more, and then when you do more, that makes you remember it more so you can do it more, and you keep going up and up. Nothing will help you remember God's word more than doing it. Nothing. You want to be able to have it come to mind at the right moment, just do it, and that will put it into your memory. When you first learn a principle, it just kind of floats in your short-term memory, like really in a fragile state, and it can just sort of evaporate at any time. But when you do it, when you take action, that takes that and it drives it into your longer-term memory. And you don't have much time. They say that, one study said that you forget 95% of what you hear within 72 hours. So you don't got much time. You learn something, you gotta take some steps, you gotta take some action. Every time you learn a new principle, think, when's the soonest that I can take some action on this? Sooner you can take action, where you're saying, okay, I'm doing this action in order to put this principle into practice. The sooner you do something like that, the sooner that thing will stick, that passage will stick and lodge itself into your long-term awareness-type memory. That's the whole principle behind the concept of training. That's what training is. You know, 1 Timothy 4:7 says, train yourself to be godly. Think of what training does, physical training. It teaches you how to do things without even thinking about them, right? With little or no thought. You can just do it. In athletics, they call it muscle memory. You do it again and again and again. Finally, you don't even have to think consciously think about it. You can just do it. That's what training does. And there's all kinds of complex things that you do every day. Really hard, complex things that you do every day. And you don't even think about it. Like driving a car. If you think about it, driving a car is not easy. There's a lot. If you ever teach a kid how to drive a car, you realize how hard it is. How many things there are to remember? I mean, when they're first learning, their very first time backing out of the garage, just backing out of the garage, they're a nervous wreck. They're trying to remember mirrors and seatbelts and reverse and gas and clutch and it's too much. And they can't even remember. You have to remind them like five of the things. It's so hard. But after a while, it's a piece of cake. Like those of us that have done it thousands of times, we don't even think about it. We back out of the garage, adjust the radio and the heat and everything else, and it's a piece of cake. We're not even thinking about it because it's almost second nature to us because of how many times we've done it. That's training. That's what training does. And 1 Timothy 4:7 is telling us, do that with godliness. What you did with the car, learning how to drive a car, do that with godliness just again and again. Do it. See, you're not being trained right now. You understand that? You're being instructed. Training starts when you take the instruction and you do it and you do it again and again and again and again until it starts to get into your muscle memory. Sermon's not done until you do it. So be motivated by the promise of blessing. Understand the nature of the scriptures as the perfect law of freedom. Then look intently into it. And when you've looked intently, keep looking intently until it lodges itself in your awareness memory. And then as soon as you possibly can, before it evaporates, take some action and do it. Do it again and again and again until it becomes second nature. That's how you become a doer of God's word.
Thank you for listening. If you found today's episode edifying, why not share it with a friend? This season of the Food for Your Soul podcast features excerpts from our sermon series on the book of James. 50 expository sermons covering every verse. You can find those and hundreds of other sermons for free download on drichardferguson.com. And if you like listening on your phone, download our free Food for Your Soul mobile app. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.